Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 20th of September. I have a couple guests in the studio with me, Ellen Daly and Penny Lehman. They're here to tell us a little bit about Health Summit Week. Good morning, Penny and
Good
Ellen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. So this is Health Summit Week. It starts tomorrow.
It does. This is the seventh Health Summit we've had here in Sitka. And we're kicking it off with a health fair tomorrow on Saturday.
Tell me about the health fair. What time, where, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Okay, the health fair will be at Sweetland Hall on Sheldon Jackson campus. It starts at 8:30 and goes to 12:30. One of the big pluses of the health fair is the low-cost blood draws, and I just want to remind people that are going to do the complete panel, which includes the cholesterol level. They should fast for 10 to 12 hours. Other tests that are available are vitamin D, a PSA, and they're all a blood panel, CBC, and blood typing can be done, and the costs are all much more reasonable than if you were to go to get them elsewhere. And the results come to you quite quickly. So it's a great service. It's a great opportunity to check in on how things are going.
So people should be prepared. They're not eating or drinking. Is that correct?
Right.
For 12 hours.
Right, if they're going to do the lipid panel or the cholesterol panel.
So this sounds like a pretty comprehensive test that you're offering.
Yes. So the complete panel is $45. And I won't go through the whole list, but the only one you have to fast for is that complete mm-hmm. panel, which has the lipids in it.
Okay, thanks, Ellen. What else can people expect if they come to the health summit, or rather to the health fair tomorrow?
There are going to be a lot of fun exhibits. There's going to be the Sitka Fire Department is going to have their fire truck there.
Nice.
And the Coast Guard is going to have their little mobile coasty boat, and I think the kids are going to love that. We also will have heights and weights and vision, hearing, and screening. Vision and hearing screening. And Kowali from Botanica is going to have an amazing breakfast for those people that have had to fast for 12 hours and anybody else that would like something at the health fair. So,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So that's the first event of Health Summit Week.
That's our kickoff
that's
event.
That's our kickoff on mm-hmm. Saturday, and your next event is on Monday.
Monday at noon at the library. It's called a Lunch and Learn, and we're bringing back Dr. Don Lehman to give us an inspiring speech about why getting out and exercising is good for us. And he's going to introduce Brian Hansen of Sitka Trailworks, who's going to talk about all the amazing work that the Trailworks Committee has done in Sitka so we can get out and move. And there are trails in Sitka for walking and biking and hiking and skiing and strolling and even some for adventurous wheelchair rollers. So there is a trail for you. In Sitka. And at the end of the Lunch and Learn, we're going to draw for some brand new cool trekking poles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So you have, as part of this week, this series of events, you try to honor people. There's an education component, and I understand you're trying to honor, you will honor someone as well.
We will. Someone's,
ah.
Yes.
You know, you're being coy. You're just not going to give this away.
Well, the someone's know who they are.
Ah.
And I think that, you know, we call them wellness champions. And these wellness champions are nominated by other Sitkins, and they're sort of a role model for making lifestyle changes to benefit their health or helping other people do that same sort of thing. And traditionally, we've had a health summit dinner or dessert. The last one was at the Nakahiti. But this year, we're going to have it at the Grind, the first Grind of the year, which is on October 5th, is going to be our help me here, Ellen. Healthy, hearty,
wholesome grind.
The healthy, hearty, wholesome grind. That's yes. That's a new theme. It's not like the Beatles grind or anything.
No.
Or the Woodstock grind.
No. It'll be a little bit different. And it'll sort of go along with our getting out and moving grind. So there's going to be some untraditional moving at the grind.
Nice.
This time. And we will be announcing several of the wellness champions at the grind this year.
Great. And there's one more event that's part of your series for Health Summit Week that's in the middle there, Planning Day.
Planning Day is going to be on Friday, a week from today.
Okay.
And that sort of is our really big event. It will be at Sweetland Hall, and it starts at 8:30. And we have about 50 people signed up already to attend. And I think that we can accommodate close to 60. And we're asking people, anyone can attend. We're asking them to bring all their great ideas so we can come up with two amazing goals or initiatives that SICA will work on in the coming year.
Can you give me an example of some goals from past planning days?
Yes.
SICA, put you on the spot here.
No. SICA actually is the first city in Alaska that became bike-friendly.
Ah.
So we have that designation as bike-friendly. We also have received another designation, the first in Alaska, that we will be announcing at the planning day.
Super. I can't wait. We've been talking with Ellen Daly, Penny Lehman. They're both here. They're both public health nurses, speaking about the upcoming Health Summit Week. It has four events, starting tomorrow with the health fair. Monday, there's a lunch and learn at the library. Friday is planning day, and then about a week later, it's an extended Health Summit Week, the Healthy, Hearty, Wholesome Grind. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.